综合模拟演练三。第一节，听下面五段对话，每段对话后有一个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项。听完每段对话后，你都有十秒钟的时间来回答有关小题和阅读下一小题。每段对话仅读一遍。
Text 1. Excuse me, sir. Could you tell me the way to the bank? Is it around the corner of the street?
No, it's between the museum and the supermarket.
Text 2. I brought lunch.We can eat it in the park.
That's more fun than eating in the office.
Text 3.
Excuse me, can you tell me what time it is now?
It's 7:55 by my watch.But my watch is 5 minutes slow. Text 4. Excuse me, can you tell me the way to the square?
Sorry, I'm a stranger here. Why don't you ask the policeman over there?
Text 5.
Good morning. I want a one-way ticket to New York, please.
Okay, that'll be $376.
Text 2. 听下面五段对话或独白。每段对话或独白后有几个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项。听每段对话或独白前，你将有时间阅读各个小题，每小题五秒钟。听完后，各小题将给出五秒钟的作答时间。每段对话或独白读两遍。听第六段材料，回答第六七题。
Good morning. What can I do for you?
I'm thinking of going skiing. Which place do you suggest?
Both Switzerland and Canada are among the most popular countries in this season, and France is also a good choice.
Well, I'll choose Canada then. My wife loves to go there. Can you book a hotel for us?
Of course.Good morning. What can I do for you?
I'm thinking of going skiing. Which place do you suggest?
Both Switzerland and Canada are among the most popular countries in this season, and France is also a good choice.
Well, I'll choose Canada then. My wife loves to go there. Can you book a hotel for us?
Of course.
听第七段材料，回答第八至十题。
This butter has a funny taste. Perhaps it isn't fresh. When did you buy it?
It has been here for only 2 days.
Sometimes supermarkets keep food on the shelf too long. Give it to me and I'll take it back. I'll ask them to change it for a new package.
Do you think they will?
Why not? Food is expensive these days. We can't afford to waste it. If we eat it, we might get ill.
Of course you are right.
I'll make sure I get a fresh package this time. Is there anything else you want me to buy while I'm there?
Some salt, please.
This butter has a funny taste. Perhaps it isn't fresh. When did you buy it?
It has been here for only 2 days.
Sometimes supermarkets keep food on the shelf too long. Give it to me and I'll take it back. I'll ask them to change it for a new package.
Do you think they will?
Why not? Food is expensive these days. We can't afford to waste it. If we eat it, we might get ill.
Of course you are right.
I'll make sure I get a fresh package this time. Is there anything else you want me to buy while I'm there?
Some salt, please.
听第八段材料，回答第十一至十三题。
Good morning, Miss Smith's secretary.
Good morning. May I speak to Miss Smith, please?
I'm sorry. She's in conference at the moment. Do you want to leave a message?
Yes, all right. Can you tell her that Mr. Johnson called and tell her that the meeting about the trade fair is on Thursday the 12th at 2 p.m.?
Fine. Is there anything else?
Yes. Could she phone to confirm that she can come back before tomorrow?
Yes, and what number is it?
802-9714, extension 246.
Fine, I've got that. I'll take the message to her as soon as possible.
Thank you very much. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Good morning, Miss Smith's secretary.
Good morning. May I speak to Miss Smith, please?
I'm sorry. She's in conference at the moment. Do you want to leave a message?
Yes, all right. Can you tell her that Mr. Johnson called and tell her that the meeting about the trade fair is on Thursday the 12th at 2 p.m.?
Fine. Is there anything else?
Yes. Could she phone to confirm that she can come back before tomorrow?
Yes, and what number is it?
802-9714, extension 246.
Fine, I've got that. I'll take the message to her as soon as possible.
Thank you very much. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
听第九段材料，回答第十四至十六题。
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the program Man and Nature.Now, I'm here, deep in the forest, with Dr. Wordsworth. Dr. Wordsworth, can you tell us something about this wonderful place?
Of course. As you can see, the forest is full of trees, birds, and insects.
Yes, there are some strange and beautiful plants everywhere. How many different kinds of plants are there?
Well, in just 1 square kilometer of the forest, you can find out about 1,500 different kinds of plants. And 1,500 kinds of those plants don't grow in any other place in the world.
And there are hundreds of trees, aren't there?
Yes, there are. In fact, there are about 750 different kinds of trees in 1 square kilometer.
Really? That's amazing. Now, I'm sure the people listening to this program can hear this unbelievable sound. It's really very loud. What's making all the sounds?
Well, the forest is full of living things. For example, you can find out about 400 different kinds of birds in just 1 square kilometer.
Really? How interesting. Well, time's up. Dr. Wordsworth, thanks for sharing all these things with us. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the program, Man and Nature. Now, I'm here deep in the forest with Dr. Wordsworth. Dr. Wordsworth, can you tell us something about this wonderful place?
Of course. As you can see, the forest is full of trees, birds, and insects.
Yes, there are some strange and beautiful plants everywhere. How many different kinds of plants are there?
Well, in just 1 square kilometer of the forest, you can find out about 1,500 different kinds of plants. And 1,500 kinds of those plants don't grow in any other place in the world.
And there are hundreds of trees, aren't there?
Yes, there are. In fact, there are about 750 different kinds of trees in 1 square kilometer.
Really? That's amazing. Now, I'm sure the people listening to this program can hear this unbelievable sound. It's really very loud. What's making all the sounds?
Well, the forest is full of living things. For example, you can find out about 400 different kinds of birds in just 1 square kilometer.
Really? How interesting. Well, time's up. Dr. Wordsworth, thanks for sharing all these things with us. I remember very clearly how I met my boyfriend. I was about 19 and worked in a shop. When someone asked for a sandwich, I had to cut up the bread with a big knife and make the sandwich. One day, a really good-looking guy came in, and I thought, oh, he's lovely. And, well, I felt a bit nervous, and he asked for a cheese sandwich. So I cut up the bread very quickly, made the sandwich, and gave it to this young man with a big smile on my face. And he looked at the sandwich and went, "Arrgh!" Then I saw the sandwich was all red. It was covered in blood. I'd cut my hand when making the sandwich, and, well, there was a silence, and then everyone laughed, and I felt so stupid. But anyway, when the shop closed at 6 o'clock, he came back and asked me out for a pizza, and we started going out.
I remember very clearly how I met my boyfriend.
I was about 19 and worked in a shop. When someone asked for a sandwich, I had to cut up the bread with a big knife and make the sandwich. One day, a really good-looking guy came in and I thought, oh, he's lovely. And well, I felt a bit nervous and he asked for a cheese sandwich. So I cut up the bread very quickly, made the sandwich, and gave it to this young man with a big smile on my face. And he looked at the sandwich and went, argh. Then I saw the sandwich was all red. It was covered in blood. I'd cut my hand when making the sandwich. And, well, there was a silence, and then everyone laughed, and I felt so stupid. But anyway, when the shop closed at 6 o'clock, he came back and asked me out for a pizza, and we started going out.